Done now, the Bruce pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Sample size, Tom, is pretty small, but he exercised a few demons last weekend, winning at home, finishing a team off. As a coach, how do you ensure that, those demons stay away?
Well, I think the biggest thing is experience, Schultz. Once you get into a situation and you have success, you hopefully it brings success the next time around.
I thought you took care of the puck fantastically last Friday. I looked at your objective sheet and saw that you failed that objective. You won 25 or fewer. You had 30 last Friday. In reality, it's not really the number, but where they occur, right?
Absolutely, Schultz. You hit that on the head. And I wouldn't have guessed there was 30 either, Schultz, after the game, because usually, obviously, if there's a turnover or two, they're glaring. And, you know, I didn't see any glaring turnovers. I thought the guys really valued the puck on Friday, and, you know, that's just a testament to their maturity.
How do your objectives change as the game evolves?
Well, I mean, I think, again, how the one objective that you want to win is the third period. That's the big objective. It seemed like that objective, it goes down to winning and losing, you know, 9 times out of 10. And your special teams, can you win the special teams battle? And, you know, winning the third period is such a key. And that obviously goes back to what you said yesterday about finishing a team off. If you have the lead, can you increase that lead? So one thing we couldn't do last Friday, we couldn't get that third goal. We tried like heck. We had opportunities, but we couldn't get that third goal to put them away. And, you know, that's obviously, again, you know, give Nell some credit, but you want to be able to do that as well, just to give yourself a little breathing room. But again, easier said than done.
Have you changed how you coach the game with the renewed emphasis on eliminating obstruction and holding?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you just have to continually talk to your players about keeping their stick on the ice, and you can't grab, you can't hold. You have to really watch what you do in the corners. You have to really be cognizant of what you're doing off the face-offs. I think the wider hash marks will help the face-off obstruction. So, but I don't know if it really changes how you coach, Schultze. The one thing you do have to do, though, you better pay more attention to detail for your special teams, and we're working hard on our power play, on our penalty kill, just because you know you're going to get both. I mean, we're going to be killing probably 12, 13 penalties this weekend, and we're probably going to be on the power play. So you better be ready there, and you better be prepared to kill a 5-on-3, and you better be able to, obviously, again, score on a 5-on-3.
In the past, it seems like rules emphasis has gone away by December. Why does this one need to stay?
Well, I think they've been decent in the past, but it's usually after a couple of years, Schultze, for whatever reason, it slowly but surely, you know, it creeps back. And that's the job of the referees and the players. And I think, again, down the road, you're going to find a little more balance with the referees. They're right now, they're calling the standard, and they should call the standard. I think then they're going to figure out, too, you know what, this is the standard's, you know, the standard's good, but we have to watch some of the nitpicky calls right there. But it's also, obviously, education with the players. If the players start keeping their stick on the ice and they're consistent and they've got good discipline, it's going to make the referee's job a lot easier. I think the next thing is we have to do is that the referees do need to coach the players. I think when the players are on the ice, they need to be constantly talking to the players, telling them to keep their stick down. I just think that type of communication is going to be good for both parties.
How has this last round worked so well for the NHL?
Well, I mean, it was great. They were sticklers. I mean, the one thing you have to be is they were the National Hockey League was sticklers, and it's all, hey, who's kidding who? We're in the entertainment business. It's for the fans. It's about the fans, and you want the most talented players on the ice to be able to perform. And you know, when you have a talented player and they, you know, there's a stick, you know, around their stomach, or there's a hand on their shoulder, or they're being held or they're being grabbed, that's not entertaining. And you have to make sure that I think, again, you protect the skating part of the game, and it's a skating game, and you want to make sure that the skill and the speed of a hockey player is showcased during 60 minutes of hockey.
More of Tom Ceratori when we return the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network, part 2 with head coach Tom Ceratori. Northern played last weekend against Wisconsin in Green Bay. Let's not kid ourselves. Wisconsin isn't the high-powered team that they were when you guys played them there, but it's still playing Wisconsin in the state of Wisconsin. What does that mean for what Northern was able to do last Saturday?
I think, again, it's a testament of Northern how good they are this year, and I think Wisconsin is pretty good. I mean, they've got first-round draft pick right there, and you know what? You know, with three or four other high draft picks, they've got some players in that program right there. Are they as deep as they might have been 5, 6, 7 years ago? Probably not, but I'll tell you right now, they're good again, and they're going to obviously make some noise in the Big Ten, and I thought it was a great series for Northern. Northern actually could have won that second game just as easy as they lost it, so they're a good hockey team.
Northern has players from Finland, Sweden, Poland, Michigan, California, New Jersey, and almost every Canadian province. How does that diversity make them a better team?
Well, again, they're just basically recruiting out of North America right here. A lot of these players are playing in North America, and they're just taking the best players they can, and you know, players that fit their style of play. And Walt doesn't care where they're from. And you know, Northern's always had a very diverse roster, and obviously, usually a lot of Western Canadians.
This is your first game on big ice in quite a while. It's the number one message to the team. First time out on big ice for the year.
You got to make sure you take advantage of the whole ice sheet. Don't play like it's a small ice sheet. Make sure you stay wide. Take advantage of that speed. Cut back. You know, make plays. You're going to have to go indirect every now and then. You know, make sure you're slashing across. The biggest thing is we just want to make sure, again, we've got good tempo and we got good pace to our game, Schultze, because, again, there's so much ice out there.
WCHA limits you to 22 guys on the road. How do you go about determining who's going to be on that 22, especially when you might have an injury or two?
Well, it's not easy. At the end of the day, you know, we've got 15 forwards, 8 defensemen, and 4 goalies. So that's, you know, 27 players. So 5 have to stay home, and that's tough, and 2 of them have to be goalies. And, you know, those are just the tough decisions that a coaching staff has to make. And injuries obviously will play a part of it. And also who's playing good hockey, you know, at that particular time.
Best talk tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.